Parshas Lech Lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Lech Ma'atzim Alavcha. It says Ve'etzel L'Goy Godel V'Avarchek V'Arad Hashmech Ve'Ibrocha. So Rashi explains it's three brachas, and the each one is a different inyan. L'chor there's four different brachas, each one chashev. The second pshat in Rashi is that V'Arecha is going on Yitzchok, Ve'etzel L'Goy Godel going on Avram, V'Arecha is going on Yitzchok, Vagad Hashmech is going on Yaakov, Yochel you chayz mikulon tamalim ve'yei bracha b'chol chayz noy behen. That the ve'yei bracha is not just the pshat of fourth bracha, but in a sense, it's not even the most chashev bracha. He said that each one of you will get a bracha. Ve'etzel is you and Vavarecha is Yitzchok, Nagad Hashmech is Yaakov. Ve'yei bracha is b'chol chayz min. The pashtus is that the chesim is connected all of them. It's either more chashev, or it's certainly more chashev, and it's also kollel all the previous brachas. So if it was just a more chashev bracha, it would have said ve'etzel goy godel is a bigger bracha. It doesn't say that. It says that the ve'yei bracha is kollel all the other brachas and b'chol chayz min. So you have to understand the ve'yei bracha not just in the context of being another bracha or a bigger bracha, but rather something in ve'yei bracha that towers over the other brachas. Also, the ve'yei bracha, he says, is that if people want to say that Samish Mizbarech, then one pshat is that it's a bracha as soon as biyotcha. Another pshat is ve'yei bracha that people will be Mizbarech, that you should be like Avram. In the inyan of being Mizbarech like Avram, the nivruchu v'cha, like it says, the inyan of that seems to just be pirsum, as if people want to be Mizbarech and say you should be like Avram, then it's very chashev, it's a big name or whatever it is. L'chur, that's all kolol and vagad l'shmecha. Vagad l'shmecha means that you become so famous and so mefirsum that everybody will say you should be like Avram Avinu, you should be as rich as Avram Avinu, you should have as much children and so on. L'chur, we're in the v'nivruchu v'cha, which is pashas v'yei bracha, the chiddush over vagad l'shmecha. The Chazal over here say that Adkan, Medrash Rabbah says that Adkan, the world was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, until now the world is zakuk that I should be mevarech them. From now on, the world is not zakuk for me for bracha. They could be, my dechaz is mevareches. Anyone that you feel like, you should be mevarech. In different places, it's the same Chazal, in different places it says, nobody, I was the only one that was mevarech the world, now you'll be mevarech. But in the Lashon, in the Bereishis Rabbah over here it is, the world was zokuk to my bracha until now, and now on it's not zokuk to my bracha. What does it mean, the world was zokuk to my bracha? And if I say that stam geder of tzaddik until this point was not good enough for bracha, and the zokuk means only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, considering the norm of tzaddikim, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mevarech, but over here, it goes outside the norm, and there's something extraordinary about it. It's not just another level of tzidkis or another oifen of tzidkis. There's something in the mahalach of ayei bracha that's doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And try to understand that in the Kuda. At the end of the parasha, towards the end of the parasha, there's the Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Hoytzelechem V'yoyin V'choyin L'Kel Al-Yoyin. Each tzaddik or each person, the Herz HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different oifen. And the shame that seemed to go with Malki Tzedek was the name of Kel Olyon. It says, Hu Koyin Le Kel Olyon. He was kind of Kelal Yoin. He told the Baruch Avram the Kelal Yoin, and he says, "Baruch Kelal Yoin, Hashemigain, Tzarecha Biyadecha." So the name that referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu commonly was Kelal Yoin, but he sticks in something else. He says, "Varechev Vayema Baruch Avram the Kelal Yoin, Koinei Shemayim Varetz." So he sticks in Kaina Shamayim Varetz as an addition. If you look the Pesukim carefully, it's the Yichud seems to be to Avram Dafka. In other words, Malki Tzedek was a Kohen the Kel Al Yoy. In other words, Malki Tzedek, the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Kel Al Yoy. He himself, when he was Varach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Baruch Kel Al Yoy, Nashem Migen Tzech V'Yadecha. When he's been with Varach Avram, that's when, in the Baruch Avram, V'Yichev Ayim, Baruch Avram, the Kel Al Yoy, Kohen Yishamayim Varach. That the Chiddush of being Mechadish, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Kohen Yishamayim Varach, is specific in Berachas Avram. So one would understand it to mean that the Chiddush of Kohen Yishamayim Varach is Miuchat Avram, even the Shittas Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was not, his name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kel Olyoim, and that's in whose name it was Mizbarech, but when he wanted to mark on Avram's Maila, he said Kohen Yishamayim Varach, Kel Olyoim Kohen Yishamayim Varach. So the chiddush of Kohen Yishamayim Varach is the hair in Avram Dafke, and try to understand that also. Let's be misbein a little bit on the inyan of the bracha part of it, and from there we'll get to it. The Tekev Dvarim, different Eifanim, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava says, the Talmud of Talmud Gagoyin, just be marked a little bit with the Burak. The Rabbi Yitzchak Chava says the following. He says that the reason why a bracha cannot be given by a bus of Adam is because he's a Baal Gvul. In other words, every person, a bracha always carries in itself the inyan of Baal Gvul. In other words, if I plant a handful of seeds, and normally out of a handful of seeds you get a bushel of wheat. A bracha means you get 2 bushels of wheat, 3 bushels, 4 bushels, and so on. There's a bracha, b'li dai, that bracha is misrabe and oifin, that is past what you expected. Every bracha is, you have 2 people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarech them pruvu, and out of 2 people you can get 10 people. So every type of bracha is a hechetimtza for a yisrabus. The word bracha, and all the Rishonim and Achorim say in different Eifanim that bracha means ribui, meloshen to be marbe, and it's specifically, it's a ribui more than the makar. In other words, I start with a handful of seeds. If there's a birchas Hashem, then I see in it acres and acres of crops. I start with a zivuk, I start with 2 people, and if I'm zeichet to bracha, I see many, many offspring. So Betzim, every bracha is a ribui past the capabilities of the makar. The makar is limited. I have a handful of seeds. The bracha brings me a whole field of crops. That's the relationship of bracha to the makar. Every bus of Adam, because he himself is limited, a person can give stock only as much money as he has. So if I have $1,000, so the most I can give somebody else is $1,000. If I have 24 hours of time, the most I give somebody else is 24 hours of time. I can't give more than that. So that means that in every bracha, a bracha is something that etzem is not shayach to the world of bas of adam, because a bracha is something that's a ribui past the kalim, past the metzias of the makabel, and that's something that the chur is not shayach to us. So in every bracha, that's why the world could not have bracha through bus of Adam, and brachas were only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. The question is, so what changed in Avram? Avram was a Ve'eh Bracha. Now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him that until this point you can't have a Bracha. From this point onwards you'll have a Bracha. So let's take some a Dugman, and we'll understand it from there. If a person if a person takes a battery has a certain amount of electricity stored in it. The most electricity you can get out of it is the amount that's stored in the battery. If a person takes this battery and somehow transfers the energy to another battery, The first battery will lose all its energy. The second one will have all that amount of energy. At best, it will have all that amount of energy. You'll never get more energy than was in the first battery. That's the mitzvah when you transfer from a battery to a battery to a battery. Let's say the first battery is not transferring its power to battery, but rather it's jump-starting an engine. It's acting it's producing a spark plug for the engine, and the spark over there kicks in the engine. So then you get a lot more power than you put in. You get a lot more kraft than you put in there, because it started a whole metzias of its own. So even though the battery has only X amount of energy, if the battery succeeded in firing up the engine can have a lot more kraft. So in this world you have two echetimtzes. You have a chetimtza where something is makabel something and stays with that. And in that case, the makabel is always a mugbal dika kli. It can't be better than what it got. It can't have more than what it got. There can be a metzias where once something got something, it becomes its own metzias. What it got was a chetimtza for producing from the thing itself. That is two eifanim of a makabel. Two mahalach of a makabel in the Bria. One mahalach of a makabel is dead-ended. Once it got what it got, that's all it has in itself. And then it can't get more than was in the mucker. You have a second echetimtza, where I start by being a makabel. The engine can't work without having a spark, without some energy lighting it. But once I sparked up the engine and fired it up, then the engine works on its own and produces vast amount more energy than the battery ever put into it. Those are toy fan and makabel. The Bria beklala yusa, the Rabbi Zayichavah says the Bria was a tsura of a makabel to Avram Avinu. The Bria lived bechesed, and we've seen the Futter brings many times down the Chazal that the 26 hoidus that we say in Halah Gadol connected me, Amram David, Kineged, the 26 days before Matan Torah, that they all ate lechem chesed. They all ate they didn't deserve it. So we read about Kadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chesed, but that's chasodim to a bria that didn't deserve anything. The bria was kula in the Kabul, and this happened before Matan Torah. So 26 days before Matan Torah. Kineged, 26 is the Gematria of Havaya. Kineged, Kadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeping the Bria sustained only through Chesed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia into the Bria in Chesed, which is definitely the primary Mahalach, the Bria itself is a Kli that's limited, and that's all there is to it. Once that changed, Avraham Avinu was the Mahalach of Torah, so Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that came until that time was simply to allow the Kli to be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are there, a Kli that a shover can't be mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashpah. So if a person is a chait in a bad way, there's no way in which it can even be mekabel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are the minimum needed to keep the metzias. The metzias of the way it is, that is Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is there just as a minute to keep. Torah and mitzvahs are mahalach to turn the world into mashpia and to change the mahalach. If you want to compare it to Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in the bris that the regularity of the world, that Kayas and Chayrev and Yoyim V'layla and Zera and Kotzer, Lo Yishboisu. The Metzias of the world as being Kavua, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised in that bris with Noach. But that the world, that the Koyach of Chiddush was the Chayrish HaZelachem with Kal Yisrael, specifically. In other words, the bris of Noach is the bris of Kiyum, a bris of what's there, and the Mekabel gets whatever is given to him. whereas the, in Klai Yisrael, there's a koyach that goes beyond that. And we'll see in a second. There's a parallel koyach to that in the world, and that's called the Bchinas Nekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mash. In our Metzias that we can relate to, Zohar and Nekeva are the relationship of Mashpia and Mekabel. And B'meila, the Inyanim that Chazal speak about, the Giroyim of a Nekeva, are because it's a Mekabel and doesn't have anything of itself. Kol Kuli Mekabel. So the Pchinas Nekeva in the world, when it's lacking, when it's something that is kulei chisorin, is when it's mekabel from the zohar. So the tzura of the zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu klal b'Klal Yisrael, zohar klal b'Nekeva, and so on, is a tzura of hashpa, and the tzura of the Nekeva is kol kulei mekabel. That is the mahalach of Nekeva when it's not b'shleimus, when it's a chisorin. But once the Nekeva is Chilitz the zera of the av of the baal, then it starts its own mahalach of developing of lat. And a keva is not only a makabel, and a keva is something that begins its own process of developing. So koloid in the keva is a makabel, only a makabel is b'chisaron. The minute it flips from being a makabel to a mashpia, then the keva becomes b'shleim. That is the tzura of the cave. If you take a look, the first Chava was called Isha because Kime Ish L'Kocha. That's fine. That's the name. He called it that because she came from him. Then she changed the name to Eim Kol Chai. Then he said she's Eim Kol Chai. The teretz is the Nekeva Bitzad Chisorin. Mitzad the way Nekeva starts Chisorin. Because she's a makabel, so kimeish lukocha is the biggest chisorin in a nukva, in a nekeva, that a whole metzias is gotten and not earned, not produced, not created. And when she became Eim Kol Chai, when she became mashpia, that changed. There's a process that goes akin with this, and this is called, and the inyan is called kinyan. Kinyanim are something that it's more the pasha. We just say you own something, so you kind of something. The word kinyan, there's a very interesting. There's a Meiri and there's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that say about the word kinyan that kinyanim denote a yesh me'ayindika condition. The Meiri says in Tilm kanisi kedem kanisa kedem. The Alter Shevet Nachosecha, he says the word kinyan denotes the Yesh Me'ayin, which is strange a little bit because you're getting it from someplace else. But he says, behold, for you it's something that's a chiddush, a new. Then he says, the Miri says in Mishlei, he says kinyan is something on Knei Chochma. He says kinyan denotes either chiddush in different areas. You can be kind of chavi, you can be kind of this, you can be kind of that. And also something that comes b'teirich or b'yegia as opposed to a matana. That is the metzias of kinyan. Kinyan is something that the hallmark of kinyan is teirich and yegia as opposed to matana, which is just being the kabbal and so on. If you think about it, the two inyanim are really one inyan. Anything that a person did not expend effort to get is a matana. Anything that a person can sit back and it comes his way naturally goes in the getter of matana. If it go and the person is nothing but a makabel, in inyanim of kinyanim of matana, a person sits back and somebody gives him a present that he's zeicha in the present that the das aferes was magnetic. That is a person's role in kinyanim of matana. In the mahalach of matana, a person has no real kinyan. I mean, technically, halachically, if he's zeicher, zeicher. But he doesn't really have the kinyan in the chayfetz. Once a person expends effort, so there, let's just try to understand it. when a person produces, when a person is productive, when a person expends energy, there we dehare a certain yesh me'ayin in a person. If somebody gave me a bolt of cloth, and I passed on a bolt of cloth to another person, that's yesh me'yesh me'yesh. When I produce, when I expend energy, I create something that was there because I take something that was there because and put it before. The energy was latent in me, and when I began to push it, develop it, to apply it, it came out, and it did. It built a table. It did this. It did that. The ma'aser that I did accomplished something. So, in every type of expenditure of energy, the person has a certain yesh me'ayin to him. The person, how much goods do I have? It's finite, because the goods I got. How productive can I be? How many pairs of shoes can I make? It's a lot less finite than ask me how many pairs of shoes I own, because the ability to produce is a yesh me'ayin type of ability. It's menakoyach al apoyel, and anything that has that type of mahalach of menakoyach al apoyel is sort of bligvul. So in a person's in the metzias of Adam, we have the first thing. Adam is kaviyachol the b'china of an akeva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is ashpa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate ashpa of the world. Adam is the ultimate mushpa. Is the ultimate mekabel. And in that sense, the tzuras Adam is like an akeva kaviyachol tel yoinim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one who's kol kula the recipient of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's toiv and so on and so forth. That was one mahalach. The second mahalach was that one, if a person that remained with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that person is kuloi matanadik. It's finite, it's limited, and that's all. But for the person that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, it lit something, so to speak. It turned the person into a mashpia, then the person has gone from the nekeva that's just a makabel to the nekeva that becomes a mashpia, from being a me'isha lekocha to the eim kol chay. Those are the two mahalchim in the tzur nekeva debriya. And the nekeva starts as a makabel. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu built it as etzem atzam v'atzam sari. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it the ability to become a mashpia. And it starts with Kabbalah, but then comes Mashpia. That is Tzuras Hanhogah of the Yachas of Zochot and Akeva with the Bria. The Mela, the person who's in a Akeva of the type that is only a Makabel and his only Tzuskiyim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim him, that person could never become a Mavarech, because he can only give what he got. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him X, he can pass X on. That's it. When a person, however, becomes a mashpia, when a person becomes more than what's put into him, that's where the person starts being a baal bracha. So let's go over the inyanim. Until Avraham Avinu, the bria was a tzura of a nekeva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the ultimate mashpia. He brought the world into being, and the world lived on his chesed. 26 Deiris lived on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed because they had no schus of their own. So the Deiris were Deiris of a nekeva that's a makabel without any form of schus kiyum. That was those Deiris. The Chazal could say that 2,000 years the world was Tohu, then it was Teira, and then it was a Mashiach. The world of Tohu means everything does not have a solid set form. It's kind of abstract. It can change. It doesn't have its fixed metzias. Without Torah, a person who's a makabel has no metzias, because kol kula he is what he got, and that's it. So until Avraham Avinu, the world was whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it. That's what it was. It had no metzias of its own. From Avraham starts the mahalach of Torah, which a tayag mitzvah, which is basically a mahalach of avodah. as much as a person begins to do, a person begins to be omed ben yisoyin, to accomplish, to do, and so on, and the mahalach switches from a person who's a makabel chesed and all he has is the chesed that he got, to somebody that the chesed that he got turns the person into a mashpia in his own right, where a person crosses over from being a makabel to being an Ein Kol Chai. That is what Avraham Avinu changed. The whole metzias of Avus, the difference, the whole metzias of Avus and Av Amon Goyim is all of the second Mahalach. In the Mahalach of, in the Peshtim Mahalach, a person is supposed to have one child. From one person comes one child who has one child who has one child. That's Yesh Mi Yesh Mi Yesh. One person is Mashpia on one person. That one person can turn into an Ummah, that one person can be Mashpia and Kol Olam Kuloi, that Mahalach belongs to the second Mahalach, where the Nekeva became a Mashpia. And that's Shayach to Avraham Avinu onwards. It's not Shayach to anybody else. Neinoach is the whole world. It's not specific to Noach or his Talmidim. So this is the point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Lech Lecha, he told him the different Inyanim that will give him. And then he said, "Ve'yei bracha." Yochel, I'll be koil everybody Yochel, I'll be koil to everybody. Tell him, "Ve'yei bracha." "Ve'yei bracha" means that Avraham Avinu's midah is not. It's a whole different dimension in the other midahs, where everybody else got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu became a mashpia himself. He became somebody himself who could do. And therefore, Vayei Bracha means you will become the Mevarach of the world because you're the first person that can give brachas. And that's the Lashon Chazal. Adkan, until now, I was Zakut Mevarach the world. I can't ask somebody else $1,000 to give somebody else a bracha to get $1,000,000. You can't give more than you have. The most a person with $1,000 could do is give $1,000 to tzedakah. But there was no bracha that he could give that someone else should have more. Avraham Avinu, because the tzur of Avraham Avinu became the tzur of an akevras mashpia, means the person who got opened up and became a mashpia. And b'meila brachas are first now shayach to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the first person who can be mevarech. The tachlis of Vayei Bracha is the pshat. It's not just we ask what's the point of it. That, you know, if you want to be mefaris from your name, the Eibush should say, oh, you should be like Avraham Avinu, you should be like this, you should be like that. Then that's already kolul in Vagad L'Shmecha. Vayei Bracha is a different mahalach b'chlau. A bracha needs a mocker. For instance, if a person takes water from a well that from a reservoir, there's no bracha in that because as he takes each glass of water, it might be a huge reservoir. It becomes less with one glass of water till he empties out the reservoir. So anything that is hechetim tzedik, that's bemikradik, cannot become a source of bracha. Anything that, if I happen to have money, then the amount of money I have is limited. Let's say I'm not a person who has the ability to make the money, or the kishreinus, or whatever it is. But rather, somebody happened to dump money into my lap. Someone gave me, somebody, a yerusha, whatever it is. So that money is not a mucker for bracha. It's just rehashing what's there. When I become someone who has the golden touch that I can make money, so then the pshat is I can be mevarech of money. Until Avraham Avinu, so when we say the Yibracha means you will be understood as being the mashpia and the bria and not the mushpa. If I tell somebody be a tzaddik like Avraham Avinu, so if Avraham Avinu's tzitzkis is b'mikradik a tzitzkis, it's what his Rebbe taught him, then I'm not really getting anywhere. Then basically it's yesh mi yesh, and that's not bracha. If Avraham Avinu is a tzaddik be'etzim, if he's the mocker for tzitzkis, so to speak, if he's yesh me'ayim for tzitzkis, then I could be mamshach that bracha to someone else. Bracha is always called hamshacha. It says when you moishach a melech, it's malchusish ben nimshach. Any brachas are things that keep going, and therefore it has to be that it's a hemshach like a type inyan, and not a finite type of inyan. So the vayei bracha that Avraham Avinu was zeiche was not another thing and not a chashuv thing, but an entire change in the metzias. Until now, nobody could be a real av, because everybody was what they were. There are some people that are very fine people. They can't be mashpia because they are what they are because someone else made them what they are, and nothing ever lit up on their own. Anyone who teaches, you know, just passes on. There is no mahalach of ashpah in those words. So Avraham Avinu, it was a vayei bracha because he became the mashpia and the bria. That was the haftach of vayei bracha. The inyan of kinyan is this mahalach. We pointed out in the Miri there seems to be two different soysidik and mahalachim, I would say. Of one is it's a yesh me'ayindika type of inyan, and one is that came through amal and yigiyah. So there's a beautiful hesbah in different contexts from Shlomo Shaul Hirsch. He says that every kinyan starts with a person's sweat, nigiyah. Every kinyan starts not with money. It's not the pshat that I have a pair of shoes and you have a bushel of wheat and we've changed them. I put my work into making those shoes and you put your work into making those tefuah. The ultimate kinyan for a person is the koyach of his and what it created. I once said over from Rabbi Reb Chaim that if a person plants in a hefkidika field, he owns the crops because of his koyach. You don't need to own the field to own the crops. If you do, then the other person owns it and there's the union of giving back, shvach, it's us. But in a hefkidika field, when nobody else is buying this koyach, so my koyach belongs to me. And if I plant wheat there, I'm zeicha to the tvua mikoyach that. So the kinyan is both. When a person, a kinyan is an atzmiyistik kesha. It means more than just I happen to be holding it in my hand. Even if it's not in my hand, it's still mine. And the reason is because it came to me through me. It came to me because I was mashkia my koyach in it, and therefore the thing is mine. So kinyan in both contexts as something that a person worked for, and something that a person and something that's ke'ilu yesh me'ayin are of the same nature. That's why the mashal by Avraham Avinu by Adam Arish, when she had her first child, she said konisius ishi. She called him Kayin because when she finally became a producer on her own, that's when she felt that there was a kesha of kinyan. That's when she felt that she's a kaina. It's not just that she's giving back Adam what Adam gave her, but faket, she was mashpia chiyus into the zera, and the vlad became a vlad. So the kinyan of kayan is because it was a gilui of the koyach of the nekeva. And that's why Malki Tzedek, when he saw Avraham Avinu, so he himself, the Herod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Keil Elyon, the Koine Shemayim Va'aretz, only a person whose own Metzius is Kinyandik can it deher. Malki Tzedek wasn't that dark. But Avraham Avinu dehers that in every Nikud in the Bria, there is a Pchinas Kinyan, because he himself was that way. His own Darga, he the Herod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the head through the dag of Avraham Avinu that had this b'china of kinyan. So let's sum it up a little bit and let's bring it up to Yoneinu. The hardest avoda of a person is every person is born in the Bria as a mushpa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mashpia, Olam Chesed Yibona, and a person gets. So the Klal Yisrael is called the Kala. All the titles of Klal Yisrael Shei Hashem, the Klal Yisrael, the Bchinas Nekeva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Zachrus, is the Metzias that we start with. We are Mushpoyim from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Zona Mefayne, is a Mechaya in every single way, and we start out as in a Bchinas Nekeva. That Bchinas Nekeva is a very limited form. and very little good comes out of it. A person has what he has. He can never have more than that. For the person that just listened to what was said and can repeat it, and that's his koyach. His koyach is to is a burstich and abetipa. He listens, absorbs everything, and spits it back out. That person is a b'chinas klolo. He's someone who can't possibly be productive. He's simply giving back what he was given. So if he's given $1,000, he gives $1,000 tzedakah. That's very, very nice. But the person never crosses over to b'chinas bracha. The b'chinas bracha is something that is a ribui pierce what the person has. A person is daimed, one of the ifanim that a person is a tzelem l'kim, that a person is daimed takadosh baruch hu is, and probably the strongest and the most difficult facet is this facet that a person can produce yesh me'ayin, so to speak. Akadosh baruch hu's yesh me'ayin is ultimate, obviously, absolute, and ours is not. But other than that, a person who's a makabel, just because he has what he got, that person is not a bal bracha. There's no siman bracha on that person's learning or anything. There's a gevaldik deher. It says that Eliezer was called Damesek Eliezer because he was doilo mashke miteirosei shorabai. Whereas, so then Avram explained to him that he said that an oror came in mitzvah to baruch, and I don't want your children to be mitzvah my children. What was wrong? I mean, doilo mashke means that for everybody, when people want to know what did Rabbeinu Avram say, the one to ask was Eliezer. That he went around teaching everything Avram taught. So what's the problem? Where is the klol over there? The teretz is that's the klol. Doilo mashke means he had a big refrigerator. He took a lot from the bear of Avram, and then he doled it out. That's klol. Ultimately, that means all you have is what you got. That's not Tzuris Adam, that's Tzuris Dekeva on the side where it has not yet developed into Bracha. And that's not good. Yitzchak Avinu dug wells where Avram dug them. In other words, he emulated Avram and opened up wells. A well is something that's a mucker of Bracha. And therefore, when you open up a well, then you have Ligvul. If you emulate your Rebbe by taking the water that he gave and just dispersing it into bottles, your bottling company, that's the b'chinas or of Eliezer. It's a very nice thing and it's wonderful, but it's not bracha. Where a person learns to open up the beiris, there the person becomes a baruch because it becomes misrabe. So a person's avoda is A, anything that a person accepts or absorbs passively is not bracha. If there's no amal in it, there's no kinyan. There's no way a person can to get and to receive doesn't require effort. And that's to open up oneself, a person needs amal yegiyah. And that's the hesbah of the word kinyan in the sense of amal yegiyah. To have a kinyan in something means you work, you push, you're proactive. That is the metzias of doing something that opens up the person. Sometimes you hear somebody say, "Well, I did everything I was supposed to do." If you did everything what you're supposed to do, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do a lot more than you're supposed to do. A child who can only be a makabel, so whatever you write down for him, that's what he does, and that's fine. He gets a straight A on his report card, and that's that. But a person who's on the verge of going into the world, doing what they told you to do is a getter of a siman klala. You never took a sugya on your own to look at it. You never thought about it yourself. You never picked up a sefer. If you didn't go beyond, so you got nothing. Then it's yesh mi yesh mi yesh, and it finishes. It peters out, and that's it. If a person spends a year in yeshiva and all he got was a year's learning, so a year out of yeshiva knocks it out, and then the third year out he has nothing. What did you have? When the things that a person absorbs jump starts in himself a mechanism of atzmius, that's where the person becomes a bracha. The person, what he received, a person has a svara. So if the svara is there just to repeat as is, then it's nothing. But if a person uses that as a guide to try to say a svara like that, conceptual like that, a person begins to realize when to say a svara, how to say a svara, why to say a svara, then the person has taken that svara and it's opened up a whole new world of his own atzius. It's unlocked the be'er of himself. A person whose frumkeit is, or his deher and das alakim is also what he heard and the things he heard and the things everybody says, fine. People ask a lot of times, you know, what should I tell a person who asks me this, who says this, and so on and so forth. If a person will repeat the words, I said it with conviction because this is what I feel about it. If someone says it over, it's tuffle. It automatically doesn't have any bracha and no hashpah. Hashpah is only when it comes to the person himself. And the only way it comes to the person himself is if he put effort into it and he has a kinyan in it. Those things that a person worked on, those things that a person heard it on, the person is becomes his. And if it's his, it's mashpia a lot more. One person with an emes that comes from his own amal can fire up 1,000 people. And if it's a canned emes, then it's nothing. It's stale when it comes out, and it has no hashpah afterwards. So the yisayid and the shayrish of Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael split off from Umas Olam have a kiyum. They exist. They exist at Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed. They take his chesed and they acknowledge it as best. Zehu. That's all they are. They're the b'china of Damesk al Yazir. Klal Yisrael takes what Kodesh Baruch Hu gave, and then they become Ein Kol Chai. From the Me'isha Lekocha, they become the Mashpim of themselves. Konisius issue. They create that kinyan. And a person who makes that transition, and he from becoming a Nifal, he becomes a Poel. From becoming a Mushba, he becomes a Sheifea and a Mashpia. The person becomes a Mocker of Bracha. The person can produce a lot more than went into him, comes out of him, and the person becomes a mashpia of a yei bracha.